This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. A ship with Gaza aid is preparing to inaugurate a sea route from Cyprus to the war-ravaged strip. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Speaking from Larnaca in Cyprus, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen told reporters,
"Despite all the challenges, and this is truly inspiring, we are now very close to the opening of the corridor."
The launch of the new sea route is a sign of the international community's increasing frustration with the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. It also showed a new international willingness to work around Israeli restrictions. A ship belonging to Spain's Open Arms will make a pilot voyage to test the sea corridor. Open Arms founder Oscar Camps told the AP, "No, we're not concerned at all about security. We're concerned about the security and lives of the people who are in Gaza, who have neither food nor medicine to treat chronic pathologies." Israel said it welcomed the maritime corridor, but cautioned it would also need security checks. I'm Karen Shamas.
U.S. President Joe Biden signs a package of spending bills passed by Congress just hours before a shutdown deadline. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The president, in signing the stopgap legislation, is thanking leaders from both parties for keeping the government funded. At a meeting last month, he noted the danger of allowing a shutdown.
A shutdown would damage the economy significantly, and I think we all agree to that.
This package helps fund the hiring of more air traffic controllers, housing assistance for veterans, and other programs. Congressional negotiators are working on a second package, including defense spending, in an effort to have all federal agencies fully funded by March 22nd. I'm Jackie Quinn.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours.